Welcome to Flip the Switch on Life podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Marie. I'm an embodiment life coach here to help you live an empowered and soulful life. I guide women towards self-healing to take back their power so that they can start living life by their own rules and embrace their true authenticity. This podcast is your go-to where I will be giving you all the tools and resources to start the process of self-healing, doing the deep inner work, and developing your spiritual wellness. There is so much power in embodying your true self, but we often allow fear and comfortability to control our lives, keep us playing small, and settling for less than we deserve. By learning to rewire your subconscious, you will discover your truest and your highest self. You will learn how to take back control and flip the switch on your life. So thank you so much for listening. Now let's get into the episode. Welcome back to another week. I am so excited for this episode. So this is a little bit different of a podcast style. So I have a great friend of mine, Peyton, with me today, and we are actually doing a duo podcast style, meaning that we're interviewing each other, and she is also going to be adding this episode to her podcast. So it might sound a little different than what you're used to because I'm mostly interviewing everybody, but we're actually interviewing each other. And we're also sharing our offerings at the end too, which is super exciting. And so I'm so excited for this episode because we're talking all things why your subconscious beliefs could be the downfall of your brand message. We talk about the mindset blocks that come up as we try to clarify our message. So for those service providers, online brand, personal brands out here, this podcast is for you, or if you are an entrepreneurious, curious person, this is also great for you because we are diving into the essence of imposter syndrome, why we get it, how to move through it. We talk about what it actually takes to utilize and actually execute a successful strategy, and it's not the tips you think. And so we talk a lot about what it takes to actually be confident in yourself, to articulate your message properly, and actually start to receive your ROI, aka making sales and having those soul-aligned clients. So I'm so excited for this episode. So let's just dive right in.
So today we are talking about why your subconscious beliefs could actually be the downfall of your brand message and keep it from converting into clients. So if we haven't met before, my name is Peyton Moran. I am a brand strategist and messaging coach, and I work with my clients on clarifying their brand message and creating compelling copywriting and content so that they can have their marketing do more heavy lifting for them in their business without having to hire on a team or a fractional CMO or anything like that, and actually can just have marketing work for them while doing it within the context of their life. So I'm here with Jess Marie. Jess, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm so excited for this conversation. We've been going back and forth in the DMs for quite a bit, so I'm so excited to bring this into fruition. So hey, I'm Jessica Marie. I am a coach for entrepreneurs and coaches, other service providers who are really looking to step into their inner leader, meaning that when we get to activate our own inner leader, we get to show up more boldly in our business, show up more boldly in our brand, and ultimately get to lead from our heart and create programs and have a business that we absolutely are obsessed with. So I'm excited for this conversation because I feel like the mindset piece around really explaining and articulating what you do is absolutely key to really getting all the things that we want in your business. So I'm excited to be here.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. It all comes down to articulating what you do and how you help someone and what problem you're going to be able to solve. And so there's quite a few mindset blocks that can come up, and it's a very common misconception that people think when you're talking brand strategy or brand messaging, that it's all just strategy, right? That you just have this strategy that you follow, you whip it up, it all comes together. And that's not the case, because just like anything else, we're going to have subconscious beliefs that are trying to keep us small or keep us hidden that are naturally going to come up when we try to basically talk about ourselves. So Today we're going to cover the three most common mindset blocks that I see as we're trying to clarify someone's brand message. And then Jess is also going to help us by telling us how we can overcome, or giving us tools to move through those mindset challenges that come up. So you have the pleasure of having a mindset and strategy coach at your disposal today for this conversation. So I'm so excited. So first things first that I always take my clients through is ideal client. And I know that everybody in the online space is always like shouting from the rooftops about your ideal client. But there's a reason for that, because everything in your business should flow from this point. If you are someone who is in integrity with what you do and really are of service to your person and you're here for the right reasons, you are naturally, you know, you need to speak to one ideal client. So everything else should flow from this point of ideal client, from the offers you create, from the places that you show up, the events that you do, the freebies that you put out, the content you create, everything is going to flow from this person. We have to have this one person nailed in first. So the mindset challenge that I see come up when I start talking to people about their ideal client is that they feel like if they niche down, they are pigeonholing themselves.
Yeah.
So this ugly, like, scarcity mindset comes up because they think, well, if I narrow down to one person, I'm then excluding all these other people. And I actually could help this person, or I could help this person. But the reality is, when we're talking online marketing and content and copywriting that converts, specificity is the key. So if someone can't self-identify with what you're writing or what you're speaking about your brand and understand that it's for them, they're never going to move on to that next phase in the buyer's journey, which is like, okay, I have this problem. You can solve it. How do we get started? What are the details, right? They can't move on to that if they can never self-identify with your content. So that's what comes up when we start talking about niching down. So, you know, I have a background in money mindset, right? So this is going to be an especially, I think, juicy one, because we're talking scarcity mindset. So scarcity is what comes up when we feel like we're excluding those other people. And we feel like if we can't talk to everyone, that we're not going to make enough sales or not going to make enough money. So working with entrepreneurs, this is probably something that you see often, Jess. Like, am I going to make enough money? Am I going to make enough sales? So tell us how you would kind of address that with a client that comes to you with that.
Yeah. And so with what you're speaking to too, is that, you know, personally for me, I was challenged with that sense of like, I want to help everybody and, you know, I don't want to exclude anybody, but truth to what you're sharing is that you need to have one person dialed in on who is coming to you. And I think what was overwhelming, and I'm sure a lot of people can maybe feel this relatability, is that when you have a plethora of skills, you think that if I say I work with coaches, that not all these other people are going to want to work with me. But you have to get really clear on who it is within your heart that you're here to serve. And I like to help break apart more sense of the qualities of the person and the lifestyle that they have versus like, this person's between 30 and 40 years old and they work this job and they do this. Like, I think when we start to like think more intangible about this person, we get more clear on who they are. And so the blockages that I see, or the mindset blocks I see when it comes into the sense of, oh, I'm excluding, I will tell you, if you get really clear on who you help and you dial that in, I promise you those other people are going to be like, I don't know what you do, and I know you do this thing, but like, I need to work with you. Because I started having that those people that are in different industries come to me when I got really clear on who I help. And I'm like, oh, okay. So now my skill set can kind of wrap around these other different avatars, but they just started to find me from just being really clear on who I am. So I'm really inviting you to go deeper within yourself and ask yourself, what are the intangible and what are the qualities of this person that you really seek to help? Like, what is the end result that this person could benefit the most from? So like, short example on this, as a life coach and now, you know, pivoting more into entrepreneurs and coaches and service providers, I started to really ask myself, okay, well, everyone has mindset blocks. What makes this super special for me as I'm evolving to kind of get into more of this niche? And I started realizing it's the conversation of passion. It's the conversation of, I want to make impact. And I started seeing myself light up more, having more conversations with people that are like, I have a gift, I have passion, I want to help people. And I'm like, okay, We're on this like new frequency. And so for me, that was a distinguishing factor within myself that I was like, okay, I'm more lit up right now in my journey, in my season to work with these sort of people. And truth be told, I'm still having other people in relationship coaching, in life coaching in general, coming to me, even though I'm being very clear in my message. So that to me is something that I hope can help settle down the anxiety that you can get by trying to pick one avatar.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree with your point about going deeper than those external qualities. Like, let's stop putting people in a box based on what they look like on the outside. And let's talk about what's going on in the inside, because that's what's really going to activate them. That's what's really going to compel them and say, okay, yeah, I know this person is talking to me. This is the person for me. And I think that that's so important. You really touched on how important it is to know who you are put on this earth to serve, because if you are not clear about that, you're actually doing people a disservice. So you're doing people a disservice in your business when you're unclear on who your person really is and where your zone of genius lies. Because if you can speak to one specific person and one specific outcome, and you know without a shadow of doubt in your heart that you can deliver on that, then that's not only going to bring you more sales because your marketing is going to stand out, your messaging is going to stand out and feel aligned, but you're going to show up more consistently. You're going to show up better in your offers. You're going to provide a better service because you're excited about what you're doing. So I love that you said that. And it really kind of leads into the other two points that I see as far as mindset stuff, because another thing that comes up is when we ask the question, what's your unique selling proposition? What is unique about you? What are you bringing to the table that's different in terms of your brand to serve other people? So that imposter syndrome and really just not having a self-awareness about where you shine and what you love and what your zone of genius is really the whole root of the problem when it comes to like this whole conversation. So tell us a little bit more about how you've dealt with imposter syndrome and how you've helped your clients deal with that imposter syndrome.
Yeah, this is such a good one. And I want to also ask you this question too after, but something that's also coming up for me too, that I want to share as well is like imposter syndrome, not knowing your avatar, like your ideal, I say ideal client, ideal avatar, same thing. Your ideal person, not knowing your outcome. To me, that speaks to a deeper root of volume of you don't know your voice. You don't know who you are. And not to say that I'm coming at you saying you don't know yourself. No, what I am saying though is that in this journey of entrepreneurship and then adding this layer of like the digital world that we're all a part of right now, there's this sense of saturation. There's this sense of, well, why me? And, you know, to be honest with you, Peyton, I had that same sort of feeling. I had the lack of confidence. I had the imposter syndrome myself the first probably couple years of my business. And it really wasn't until I would say early last year when things started to really start to shift and like, you know, turn a new leaf for me. And it's not that I got new skills. It's not that I got new certifications. It's truly that I started seeing my value and wow, I'm so unique in this space. I know my unique value proposition. And for those people that are struggling with that in-between phase of like, I know I'm here to serve, but I don't know my medicine yet. And I don't know exactly what I get to do. And you're in this like in-between stage in that imposter syndrome and that lack of confidence comes up. Really, it's the truth of you need to go deeper with yourself. You need to do some deeper inner work. You need to go deeper into what your purpose actually is and whether that is going to retreats or workshops, or it could be a certification, but I really want to invite you to stay away from learning more skills and really doing more work with yourself to get to know yourself on a deeper level. And maybe that is more exposure and more experiences where you get to unravel those layers of yourself. We talked about mindset blocks. I mean, it's also limited beliefs, it's trauma, right? And when we start to do the work to heal those parts of ourselves, our path becomes more clear. And so to answer your question, I know it's a very deeper rooted, not one thing that has changed for me, but truly it was really listening to myself, and I recognized that I was compartmentalizing a lot of parts of my personal life that was actually affecting my business. And I started to see there was hypocrisy there, where I was, you know, really leading people into authenticity and truth and listening to their heart. But there were parts of my life that I wasn't necessarily leading my own way. So I wasn't an embodiment of my work. And that is an energy leak. And again, you have to really look at these things that you're preaching to other people of what they do, whether it's healing, whether it's marketing, whether it's conscious communication, relationships. If you are not preaching the work that you are doing and living it yourself, you will constantly feel that there is something missing and you're not going to receive the right clients. And it wasn't until I started to really get clear and clean up my life and really live by my principles that I started to see the imposter syndrome go away, my confidence start to shine. And so to me, that is really the precipice energetically of what you get to do in order to really shine. And, you know, I've had this comment over the last year of just, what is this confident glow up? And I'm like, well, I ended a relationship. I started setting boundaries. I started getting really clear on the things that I actually share with people and that I help them with. And I started applying it to my life, and it's just tenfolding. And so, yeah, that was something for me that just really changed my life. It wasn't a strategy. It was just the inner work in myself. So Peyton, I want to turn it over to you. When you were dealing with imposter syndrome or any lack of confidence before you got to this place in your business and within yourself, what was it for you that helped you overcome that?
Yeah, so similar. Like, I'm just over here agreeing with everything that you said, because 9 times out of 10, it's not that we don't know enough. Right? It's not that we don't have enough information. It's that we're not embodying that. And we're either trying to offer a transformation that we don't feel in integrity with, because we think that it's what other people want, or we think I remember everyone telling me, you know, when I was working in, you know, as a money coach, it was like, you're so good at this. You're so good at this. You're so good at this. And I was like, yay. You know, this whole time I was like shutting down this creative part of myself that wanted to have this more like feminine creative business, where I like dug into people's businesses and got so much deeper into like what they were actually doing and helped them achieve success. So it really is all about the mindset work, because you can have like, you can have the strategy right in front of you, right? Because as I was working this whole time in coaching, like, for context, coaching was not my first business. Coaching was my fourth business. So I have done other things before. I always like to clarify that. But this whole time I was working in the coaching industry, I was just like pushing down this part of myself that wanted to shine, because I thought that people were getting what they wanted from me, right? Like, they were getting the money mindset. They kept giving me compliments on it. And so I took that external validation and made it mean something about what would happen in my business. Like, am I going to succeed if I don't have this external validation about people telling me I'm so good at something? And the thing is the whole time I possessed the strategy, right? Like, the strategy that I use with my clients was a direct process that I took myself through, saw what worked with myself, and then started implementing with other people. So this whole time I had the strategy, right? I knew exactly what to do to market my business, to help other people market their business, but I wasn't doing it. I just kept shutting it down. So it really is about that self-awareness when it comes to all of these different pieces of your messaging, like the solution you offer, the problem you're speaking to, your unique value. Like, everything stems from how you feel about yourself, what you feel that you can actually embody with other people. And this is not to say that, like, so many people say that when it comes to service providers or even like coaches and course creators, that you have to have gone through this specific transformation or been your ideal client before. I actually don't think that's the case, but I do think that you need to tune into that perspective. You do need to embody that transformation on a soul level, literally, when you're creating content. Because if your content is not created from that place of like, I am so energetically aligned with what I'm offering, then it's not going to work. That's it. It's not going to work.
I love everything that you're sharing around just like being able to embody it. And something that really spoke out to me when you were sharing was like, if you are offering a transformation you are not embodying, there's going to be automatic disconnect. Whether you see it energetically, the person is not going to be relatable. And, you know, I would love to share a quick story around that, because again, when I was sharing this whole, like, wow, like there's a part of my life I'm compartmentalizing, and I'm sharing to women like how to set boundaries. And this was back in 2022, when my dark night of the soul was just like really opening up everything for me. And I didn't realize this, but like, I was just living with daily anxiety for months. And I didn't, again, I was so disconnected from my body, so disconnected from my own experience. And I'm like, no, this is what I do, and this is how I help people. Da, 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 da. When I was like, wait, though, I'm not embodying those principles. And what I realized was that every time I hopped on a sales call, energetically, I was closing myself off, because that meant I would have to also face the things I'm going through. The people that you attract are the people either that you need to do the deeper inner work. People are mirrors and reflections for us, and or they could be also the person that you've always wanted to work with. And so when you have those boundaries in place, when you know exactly who you help, when you know exactly your unique proposition, right? Feeling that inner confidence, those people start to knock on your door that are ready to do the work, that are ready to be the best clients ever. I don't think you can snap your fingers and say, I just have soulmate clients. Like, no, you have to do the work to get to that place of autonomy and authority within yourself so that people start to resonate with you in that. And I started realizing before I got to this place, having that awareness, like you were mentioning, I was like, why is my business failing? And why do I not have any clients? And I realized, like, oh, I'm the block.
It's me.
I'm the problem. Oh. I'm the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that so, so much. And 9 times out of 10, like, it is just working that out within yourself. And there's so much online, especially in marketing, around being an authority and being a thought leader. But like, you can't be that online if you're not being that in your own life. Like, you cannot be an authority to other people if you are not an authority within your own mindset. So, I mean, it really just, I always say to, you know, everyone, I always say all the time, marketing is a mindset game. Because you can literally have all of the tools at your disposal and still not, you know, still do everything, like copy paste literally what someone else has done that worked and it not work for you. Like, it is about figuring out yourself, having that awareness about yourself, and channeling that directly into your marketing.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that a lot of what we've talked about is it really touches every piece in brand messaging, right? Like, how we're unique, how we are going to offer someone a transformation, how we're going to make their lives better. And so there really is a point where you have to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't believe in yourself, like so many people will say, fake it till you make it. And I just don't believe in that. I just don't believe in that. I mean, I think you really have to like integrate until you make it. You really have to like integrate new beliefs, different feelings about yourself, different feelings about marketing. I mean, something as small as like resentment that you even have to show up and market yourself could be deflating your marketing. Because without getting too woo-woo, because I know we're talking a little bit of strategy and mindset here, that energy is felt. That energy is felt through your words. And so if you're articulating something that you don't believe, then it's going to fall flat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it really is, the sense of like the belief within yourself. And again, with this whole sense of like inner confidence that we're speaking of, again, just, and I'm not trying to like make it all about me. I've had such powerful lived experience where I can share this sense of like, I've been there and I've seen the result. And that's where I'm speaking of fully, is that the difference between really getting to know yourself on that level of, yeah, like I've been there, I've spent thousands of dollars on strategy that never worked for me. And I would be like, oh, I wasted my money. I did this, I did that. When it was really, I didn't know myself enough to discern that this wasn't right for me. And sometimes it truly is a sense of like, you just have to keep doing the work on yourself. So it's like exactly what you're saying, Peyton. It's like your brand message, your voice, your, you know, I've like let this sense of like, when people are saying to me, oh, this, the market's saturated, I'm like, No, it's not. And they're like, what? What do you mean? Like, there's everybody does what you do. And I'm like, no one does what I do. No one has the secret sauce the way that I have it. And the way that I articulate myself lately, people have just been like, the way you're showing up is potent. What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just living in this sense of confidence. And it truly just takes time to get to your plate, to get to this level of worthiness within yourself. And a lot of people, myself included, you know, started my business with like strategy first, mindset shit later, when I should have done the opposite. And now it's like, you know, the program I'm creating, I'm birthing, is the sense of like, no, we're starting with the inner work first, so that the strategy is going to become second nature. And the strategy and the birth and the creation is going to be from a place of your heart versus what everyone else thinks you should do. Because I don't care who you are, at one point in your journey, if not currently, you've been in a place where you're taking advice from somebody that you just don't know should be right, but you're taking it anyway and you're paying so much money for it. And you're like, well, it's got to work. And all this, right? We talked about the scarcity energy there, right? And people, I think, are really afraid to like really listen to themselves and do something different. And, you know, Peyton, I think you and I have kind of taken that in our own sense, because I mean, I'll be honest, you know, when we had a podcast probably almost 2 years ago, and the person that's like in front of me through the screen, so different. I feel your sense of confidence. I feel your authority. I feel the potency that you know yourself now. And I can, it does transmute through words, and people feel that from you and they want to be guided by that. So it really does speak a lot of volumes when you really take the time to get to know yourself, and that will transmute your message so clear. Of course, we can't negate the strategy, but when you get to know yourself enough, you're going to start to discern, I mess with that. I don't want that. This is how I want to preach it. This is what I do. And that's what I do. And then people start to just come to you because you know yourself.
And the consistency is easier too, because when you're trying to show up with something that's not fully aligned or fully authentic to you, you're going to keep changing things, right? Because you're not saying what you really want to say. And so I think it's really important that you said you spent so much money on strategy and you weren't really able to discern that it wasn't for you because you didn't know yourself. And I think we've all had that experience, especially people who have come into the online space in the last few years. We've all had bad experiences with coaches, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say there's not bad coaches, because there is, but I will say when you know yourself first and what you want, the strategy should be easy. Like the strategy should be plug and play. Like I should be able to ask you the questions that I need to ask you. And then we plug and play. Like we put it into your message. We put it out there. It converts. But where things get hard is because people don't know the answers to these questions because they don't feel confident enough to say it. When I say, what's unique about you? What kind of process is different that you take your clients through? They don't know. They haven't thought that far. So when we start digging into brand strategy, we're digging into so much more than just what you're going to put on social media. Like it literally is digging into the integrity of your entire business. Like, are things fitting together? Is it a puzzle that's actually going to come together in the end? So I think discernment really about what strategy you want to use comes from knowing yourself, comes from knowing where your strengths lie and being confident in the kind of transformation that you can offer. So I love that. It's been so good. It's been so good already. Like it's so good. It's powerful.
It just really, I think that this is just interweaving the importance of doing both. You have to have the mindset with the strategy, or you're just going to continue spinning your wheels, and then you're going to get frustrated at the coach or at the program or the course that you're taking, or you're going to continue to avoid the work that you need to do and keep pouring your money into more certifications. And that's something, I don't know with you, but like, I just want to share that because I've noticed so many people are like, oh yeah, I don't need a coach. I just need another certification. I just need another skill set. And really, truthfully, you mentioned this, like the whole integration piece of it, because if you're not actually integrating what you're learning and applying it, then you're going to get into this like avoidant,
loop,
disassociated sense of self where you're like, I'm not good enough until I get this certification. And you're just going to constantly have that mindset until the point where you have like $100,000 worth of certifications and you still don't have the confidence to execute it. So really, again, the sense of discernment, really looking at yourself and asking what you need in that moment. And then that's really being able to apply the strategy, because to me, certifications are a strategy in a regard, right? Because it's a new pathway, it's a new method, and you have to be able to know intuitively when to use it with your clients. And so if you're just getting certification after certification, there is that chance where you're not going to know how to integrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so many people also, when we start a pricing conversation, then that's when they get into the certification. So it's like you're trying to articulate your value through a certification or a degree or some type of title that you've earned, but that's not really how that works. Like you have to be able to articulate your value without some sort of external thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to say that certifications aren't hard or they aren't work, but many people can go through that program, get that same certification. So that's not what makes you different. It just adds to your continuing education and your qualification. It doesn't add to your actual USP, like what is unique about you.
I love
that.
And
it doesn't help you narrow down how, like who you want to work with either.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a certification doesn't mean that you're going to bring in the type of client who appreciates a certification. You still need to articulate that through your copy and articulate who you want to work with so that you have a good experience and they have a good experience.
Again, like love how you put that, because the certifications don't give you that USP. They really don't. And when you really get to, again, it's like, well, I have this. Okay, cool. So does Sally and Nancy. So what about you? What makes you unique? And when people can't really understand that or articulate their uniqueness, that's really where it's like, okay, now it's time to integrate that. I, again, Peyton, love the way that you said that, because I think that brought, I hope that brought home a lot of like, whoa, like I can get all the certifications, but if I actually don't know what's unique about Jessica Marie Stepnowski, then that certification is just going to sit there and it doesn't matter if I have it or not. And I think that's really truth be told, because it's like, you know, I'll be honest, like my one of my most impactful, profound mentors, like really spiritual teacher I had that helped me with life coaching and also my business, he has zero certifications. And a lot of people would be like, what? But he was the most wise,
emotionally intelligent.
Yeah. And I was just like, you just meet those people, right? And a lot of the times, like these gurus, I'm not saying he's a guru, but like a lot of these people we aspire to be, they don't have a lot of certifications because they just are who they are, right? They embody their work. And so
they have lived experience and they know how to articulate that to you.
Yes, exactly. And so I'm not to say that like not have certification, like you need to have skill set in regard to help people do the thing that you want to do. But that really opened my mind to be like, wow, like it really is the person. It really is their unique essence that is.
You can master the skill set without the piece of paper as well. Like mm-hmm. I know that especially in the US, we place education and degrees and certifications on such a high pedestal, but truly you can master a skill set or master whatever your zone of genius is by just going deeper and deeper into it and getting more and more experience and focusing on it more and more and letting go of the things that don't pertain to that. Like the things that are outside of your zone of genius that you don't really enjoy doing, you mm-hmm. just do because someone asked for them, right? And that comes into prices again, because then you can begin to charge a premium for this mastery. People want someone who has mastered that one zone of genius.
Yeah. Yep.
This has been such a great conversation. I think we could really go all day, but I think that both of our audiences are going to have hopefully some really great aha moments and enough to take and implement as far as starting to get to know yourself, starting to be open and truthful and honest about your zone of genius and what you actually passionately want to do and actually enjoy. And I think we'll both put links in our own podcast, right?
Yeah. I would love to, you know, also ask you for my listeners and vice versa. Peyton, where can we follow you? Where can we connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. I mainly hang out on Instagram. Instagram is my jam. So you can find me at Peyton Moran with 2 underscores afterwards, because one was already taken. And I have my own podcast where, of course, like we'll both hear this. Mine is Piece of Cake Marketing. So you can pretty much find me under anything, Piece of Cake Marketing, Facebook, Instagram, all the things. And I do actually have a free content membership that I'm doing on Monday mornings where I would love to see you. I'll put the link in the comments, but essentially we work on mastery around content creation and copywriting and really clarifying our message together as a group. And it's totally free. So literally no skin in the game. You can just show up. So I'm going to put that link in the comments too. And same for Jess. I'll make sure that you can get in touch with her.
Yeah. So my Instagram is Jessica Marie Stepp, and I'm also doing a little offering as well, where anyone that's listening to this podcast, if you feel connected to anything that I've shared, I'm doing 30-minute gifted sessions. And so I will send that link to Peyton as well. And I'll also add it to my link as well for anyone that's in my audience that's listening and be like, oh my gosh, I really want to hear more about all of this work that you're doing as well. So again, thank you all so much for just tuning into our conversation, this little duo podcast episode, which was super fun. Thanks for listening to this episode of Flip the Switch on Life. Please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you appreciate the show, please jump over to iTunes, give us some stars. If you're feeling for it, write a review. And if you want to learn more about these topics that we discussed today, check out the show notes for more information, or you can also come hang out, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Instagram is Jessica Marie Stepp, and I will see you guys next week.